Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, the super informative local paper for the Gulf Breeze greater area. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Happy Pi Day.
Happy
Pi
Day,
indeed.
3.14159926. Yeah, come on, baby. Let's go. There's a contest, right? I think people are having, there's a contest, people are doing Pi Day specials, pizza pie specials. I get irrationally exuberant this time of year. Also, I'm sick, so I'm a little loopy.
Oh, gosh.
Fairpoint Shoreline at Peaks Point, we're doing a little signage, a little education to avoid people sliding off the roadway, right?
It is kind of a surprise when you're going down that straightaway through Fairpoint or Shoreline. All of a sudden, you get to this hairpin turn, and it has been the site of several wrecks over the years. So they are going to, with a controversial vote, they did decide to put some signage there to hopefully alert people so we can cut down on the number of wrecks that are there.
Yeah.
So it's not like a million wrecks, but over the course of years, it has been one of the hot spots in the city. And, of course, if you've driven that way, you know that you have to be paying attention and you have to turn. Especially the wrecks that have been happening have been at night, a lot of them. And some of them have involved alcohol, of course. But not all of them, and so it is an issue that's probably time for them to put something up there just to try to alleviate some of those wrecks.
Yeah, good to see a little bit more safety coming, hopefully, to that area. You also have a story about the some concerns about youths and alarms about youths.
Right. So this is a story that's actually kind of about a neighborhood over on the 399, Highway 399 in Midway, where a neighbor was very concerned because they saw a bus pull up and saw about 23 students get off and go into a house. And we tried to find out what was going on, and we were told that no one wanted to talk to us. And it was kind of a, you know, dicey situation, but we did finally speak to the head of Lighthouse Private Christian Academy.
Oh, you did? They have not gotten back to me. What'd they tell you?
They told us through a written statement, that the youth were between 15 and 18 years old. They are from Brazil. They are here in an F-1 visa, and they will be leaving May the 15th. She said that right now they're staying at different staff members' homes and that they have parental supervision. But other questions she would not answer, and said that she wanted to refer it to her attorney, but they would never tell me who the attorney was, so I never was able to get that information.
Yeah, I mean, again, my suspicion about all this is it really isn't a big deal, but boy, it's sure weird, and they are not particularly transparent about any of this with us, it seems to me. Well, I'm glad you got some kind of response from. I wasn't able to get any response, so, you know, so be it. Board of County Commissioners working on well-field protection. What seems like maybe a risk might actually be a way of making things safer, right?
Well, I'm hoping so. They recently had a vote where they allowed a new gas tank to go in that well field protection area. Mm-hmm. This is an area that's in the north end, but it is the well field that supplies all of the drinking water to South Santa Rosa County. So we're talking about tens of thousands of people depend on this water. And all of the people who were affiliated with the water systems, I urged the commissioners not to allow this, and they voted for it anyway. Well, now they're saying that they want to strengthen the guidelines for use in this area, and they also want to consider having all the existing tanks that are there from years ago replaced with the higher quality triple lined tanks that they required for racetracks. So they are considering that.
Yeah, well, as I said yesterday, I think, you know, we can be optimistic that this produces something better would be the big goal. You had a guy who raises his own, livestock and crops come to talk to the seniors?
Yeah, so the Senior Center in Gulf Breeze, they have some very interesting programs. And one of the guys that came there this week, his name is Alan, what's his last name? Moretzky. And he talked about how he and his wife raise all of these vegetables on their own property. They pretty much live off of everything they grow. His wife is from the Philippines, and they lived there for a while. So a lot of the things that they grow are the same things that grow in the Philippines, because that's what's familiar to them. And we learned a lot about some of the things that they're growing here, which we did not realize that Zone 9A is the same zone as the Philippines. And he also grows, he raises rabbits and he raises chickens for meat. He has fruit trees. He has everything. Very interesting. Told us a lot of tips on how to do things on a budget. He's one of these guys that always, gets and repurposes things. He reuses things. He takes things that are just sitting by the side of the road and makes them useful. It's very entertaining to find out, how he does all of this. And basically, he lives for free because he's got everything he needs right there on his own property.
Oh, I love that. I admire it. But when I have tried it, I can't even get close. So I have great respect for people who can successfully grow things. We've got the Gulf Breeze Rotary Gumbo Cook-Off is Saturday. Gulf Breeze Will Do Social is tonight. Splash is coming in April. You've got stories about the teachers and the prayer in schools and book restrictions. And like always, there's always way more in the paper than we can get to in a preview of it on Thursday morning. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Comes out every Thursday, and we get a little taste right beforehand on the show on at 8 or 9 or so. Lisa, thank you so much for doing what you do to serve the community. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.